Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. The show is being dedicated to Art Gould, automotive journalist out of L.A., co-host of The Car Show, passed away this week at the age of 76, just a phenomenal guy. Everybody he touched was a blessing. So, Art, we miss you terribly, but I know you're up there listening as we speak. Hey, I got Chris New. Oh, wait. First off, San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection. Can't talk enough about those guys. 6622 University Avenue. Keep your carburetor going. Keep that fuel injection clean. He does it all. SDCarb.com. SDCarb.com. And for all you BMW, Mini Cooper, and Porsche owners that would just as soon go to independent, I got one for you. Black Forest Motorsports. Been in business for over 40 years. Family owned and operated. I mean, John does just an awesome job. He's heavily involved in SCCA, NASA. So you can either take your bone stock Porsche, BMW, Porsche, BMW, and Mini in there, or you can take your race car in there. Either way, you're going to get quality service. Go to blackforestautomotive.com, blackforestautomotive.com. All right, hey, we got Chris Nunes on, commonly known as a California Kid. Has won champion. Hey, buddy, and this kid's won championships in just about everything he touches. So I decided we'd go to the movies together to see Ford versus Ferrari. Now, I will admit you were kind of quiet when we came out of the studio station or the theater. I think you were digesting what you had seen. So now it's been almost a week. Kind of give the folks a rundown of what your impression was of Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, so I guess it'll be a little bit different than most of the people that probably watched it, because I'm a young kid that's racing pretty much professionally now. I'm 17.
Yep.
So this will be a little bit different viewpoint for everyone out there that either hasn't watched it or already has watched it. So I'm not the oldest, so I don't really know the history behind it the greatest. But to me, and from what you've said, Dave, they replicated the past pretty well. There's obviously a few minor things that might have been different, but besides that, that was all pretty good. And it kind of re-embraced my thinking on a few things. So most importantly, driver feedback. It really showed how important that was throughout the movie with Ken Miles and Carroll Shelby, two guys I actually really look up to in real life in the past, actually. So it's cool to see them in there. But it's really cool to see how Ken had such good driver feedback, and that's why Carroll wanted him to drive the car over anyone else for Ford. So that was really cool to see in the movie. And just, it was just great to also see Ken being the underdog and working on the car, and then them going out and actually just, they're pretty much dominated. So it's really cool to see that, because that's how I've always kind of been in racing, was the underdog. So it's just really cool to kind of, a little bit of me in the movie, and I'm sure pretty much anyone that's going to go watch the movie can relate to a lot of it, whether or not they're working on the cars themselves, or if you guys are racers and you're like, oh, I made that mistake before, like that guy. So pretty much anyone can really relate to the movie. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, you know, the one area that I thought about you and is where he was sitting on the tarmac in front of Carroll Shelby's hangar where they built the Cobras, and he made that comment that when you're looking down the track, you don't look like a tunnel vision. You know, you expand your horizons. How true did you feel that statement was? Because he said not everybody has that ability.
Yeah, I definitely agreed with that 100%.
Yeah,
you do not want to keep your vision in the tunnel vision. He said that perfect.
Yeah.
You want to keep your portfolio vision as wide as possible so you can see everything on the track.
Yeah.
You always want to be looking ahead. So I totally agree with what he said there. That's actually a great tip to people even getting into racing and everything.
Yeah.
And there's actually a lot of great quotes throughout the movie that you could pick up on that could help potential newcomers into racing progress faster.
Well, and the other one that he said, and I know you do this as well, because you don't tear up equipment. I mean, you're not, you know, the old adage, checkers or wreckers. Yeah, you've been able to stay away from that. And like one of the things that he mentioned in the movie as well is to become one with the vehicle, to actually know what the car is doing, even though you're abusing it pretty much to its limit. You need to know when to back off. You need to know when not to go too far and hurt the car. It's almost like it's a person.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And those are two great things you mentioned. Like, I have several championships all over different platforms in motorsport.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing, you do not have to be the fastest guy. It's all about consistency.
Yep.
Your equipment has to stay running. You just have to be smooth. Don't break. And in the end, that's when you're going to have the best odds at winning a championship.
You're absolutely right.
And also, like you said, you just have to be in one with your vehicle. And you just saw all that throughout the movie.
Right.
That was really – they hit that on the tee. That was beautiful.
Yeah. I totally agreed with it as well. And I think that's why when you mentioned, hey, you want to go, you know, and I've only seen it twice, I knew that this movie would solidify a lot of things that you've already known. But to see it come from a completely different, speaking point, which, you know, is that movie, you know, I thought that was absolutely huge. I guess, there's a lot of drivers out there that go 110% and never finish. And then you got the Ken Miles of the world that goes 95%. And finishes all the time and only pushes it over the 95% when necessary. And I think that's important.
That's one of the most important things in racing, in my opinion.
So how bad did you want to go racing after you seen the movie?
Oh, man, I was ready. I was like, all right, let's go to the track. Let's go. Let's start working out, working on the car a little bit. It motivated me for sure, too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of fun having you come out, and I knew you'd enjoy it. And like I said, you know, if it didn't motivate you to work harder, not that you don't work hard enough, but I was kind of hoping to take your mom and dad with us, because I think that movie would do a lot, you know, for your mom and dad to see that, because not that they're a tunnel vision couple. But, you know, they're working really hard to help you. But I think that movie would have given them the opportunity to kind of look in a broader band. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. My mom, she's in the room. She's walking around. She said, oh, I'm going tonight. So if anyone's listening, you guys want to go watch it with someone, I'm sure I'll be there again. My mom will be there.
Yep.
We'll be at Parkway Plaza in El Cajon. Dave, if you want to come again for sure. It'll be your fourth, fifth time now.
I know. I can't get enough of it. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot, folks. California Kid on radio. Talk to you later, buddy.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Dave.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Dirt Dude's going to call in. No racing out of Barona, but I'm going to see if I can pick his brain and kind of give me an update on the highs and lows of the 2019 series at Barona Speedway on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.
People talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonFord.com, ElCajonFord.com for all the services there. Everything from their Quick Lane Service Department that can work on every single vehicle in your driveway, right down to their used car lot where 80% of their trade-ins are trade-ins from customers. They don't go to the auction. They send cars to the auction that don't meet the standards of El Cajon Ford. And they're a big, big, big supporter of Barona's Circle Track, and we can't thank them enough. And Barona's not running right now, so we've got Dirt Dude on the line, but you can go to baronaspeedway.com. I don't know, in a few more weeks, and you'll see the whole schedule. They're in the process of working on it as we speak. Dirt Dude, how you doing today? Are you stressing?
I'm doing good, Dave. How about yourself?
Are you stressing because you don't have any racing?
No, it's actually nice, relaxing time. I get to catch up on all my stuff. I'm still trying to go through all my stuff and seeing all my advertisements and things. I want to call back on and stuff I want to try. So
sure.
Yeah, but there's still racing out there. I was going to let everyone know.
You know,
they're racing. My friend Mike went to Canyon this weekend in Central Arizona, so there's still a lot of racing going on Arizona way. We kind of went to our winter, and then they're going to their where they race in the winter because they don't really race in the summer. So, first off, I really want to thank you guys, Racer Radio, for pushing us, Barona Speedway, and keeping racing alive here in San Diego County. And you guys got a lot of support in that. And then, from everyone from Fast Track Enterprises, everyone, Barona, I want to thank you guys. Really helping out the racing here in San Diego.
Well, we got to throw hats off to you as well. I mean, every Sunday, all I have to do is say, hey, do you want to talk? And, whether there's racing or no racing, you always step to the plate, and we appreciate it. I know the Salazars do it as well. Well, because you are the voice of Barona Speedway, really, when you come right down to it, whether you like it or not. And you're that informed. I mean, you know what's going on. I mean, you know all the drivers. So with that being said, why don't you give me some of the highs and lows of last season? Maybe, maybe a racer that should have won, didn't win. Kind of roll back and pick your brain. Give me some of the highlights, if you could.
Well, I've seen a lot of races going in different directions. So, a few of our dwarf car guys, they came out and they raced at the track. Well, they actually got a job working with an off-road race team. So they're down the Baja 1000 right now for the first time. And they're running Chase down there. They're prepping race cars now. And then, another part of our groups are moving towards where they can race in the desert and race here. Plus, we're opening up our track to run different divisions. We're bringing in that IMC Hornet class next year, which should really open up the door for a lot of people just starting that. Or, I want to get into racing, but I don't want to spend all the money. Mm-hmm. $1,000 probably could get you into a race car and race ready at the track with everything for $1,000. Right. I mean, maybe even cheaper than that. If you can find the car for even cheaper, it's just the prep work on the car. So,
right. And if you don't know how to do it, if you don't know how to do it, Eric Evans would be more than happy to work with you on it. He's got a shop. He's got all the equipment. He's built already, three or four of them.
He's prepped, three or four of them already. And I mean, he loves the competition because the more cars we get into it, the better the competition is going to be, the more it's going to turn out, the more we're going to get more people into it. So right. Eric Evans is a good person behind that for, a track person to represent the track.
Yeah. Did you see Jaden this morning on KUSI?
No, I didn't. I was
sleeping.
I had a lot going on.
You were sleeping. You don't get to sleep in that often.
No, actually, I took my granddaughter out to breakfast, and then my daughter was working on a truck, so I went over and stopped and talked to her for a while she's working on a truck. So.
Yeah, well, Jaden and the family were getting ready to go to the Mother Goose Parade, and they had all the race cars up on the back of a budget grading truck, which is Dad's. And he goes, is there any way we could just leave everything? I go, of course you can leave it up there. No problem. Our camera guy even climbed up on the truck so he could get close shots of the three cars. And, Jaden, does a really good job talking to the public and, got the championship this season, and they're really looking forward to next season. And have you been out to their little test track in back of Medina's backyard? You need to go up there.
No, I know I've heard he's built a full-on track for all the junior drivers to go out and test on. So Jaden's been a great kid, and he's always very professional when you talk to him. And it's cool to see that. I know they're doing the Mother Goose Parade this weekend, actually today,
And then we have the OB parade. The Ocean Beach parade will be coming up pretty soon.
Before
Christmas, I'll do that parade too.
Well, I'll send you a clip of it this morning since you missed it. I think I send you guys all the clips anyway when I'm pretty sure I'll have to make sure you're on the distribution list. You got all the radio shows, right?
Yeah, I do. I get all the radio shows.
Then I'll make sure you get that. You'll get that as well. And, you know, now we just got to work on getting a few more of the, you know, championship winners to come into KUSI while the season's, you know, off. And, you know, just help them out with the sponsors, let the sponsors know they get to go on TV. And the cool thing about the folks out at Barona Speedway, and I got to tell you, there's not a knucklehead out there. It's everyone I've ever ran into is really a great kid, great families. I mean, just really good people out there. I mean, it's really something.
This year, we're really trying to be, like, really professional about, you know, running the show. Mm-hmm. Troy Salazar came on board, and Todd, Judy, and Trisha, they're all part of the Salazar family, and they really stepped up and said, you know, it's either going to be, a make-or-break year, and now this is a good make year, and then we just look forward to the 2020 year,
right,
how we can better it for our fans and, you know, bring better racing in if something's not working out. We'll kind of drop them down, or I actually limit their time on the schedule and bring in something the fans really want to see. And the fans, you know, just had a great time this year. It's just kind of really hard to compete with everything that's going on in San Diego, but we got a lot of dedicated fans that love showing up, and, you know, I love having them there because it's what we're there is to entertain the fans and bring some great racing.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, reach out to Trisha and Todd and Troy and give them one Sunday a month just for Barona. And I think if I put them on a monthly schedule, and then all they need to do is blast it out, you know, because I know you guys have contact to all the drivers at Barona, right, on some kind of an email blast list. I'm sure they do. You know, they have
everything. They can rotate different drivers
right
to come up and have a, you know, one-on-one or a more intimate time with you. Like, they can get personal
and
get to know the driver.
And we back it up with radio, just like I'm doing with Jaden. He's going to call in at 3:45. And if I can get – and all Trisha has to do is just reach out to the drivers and put on there, hey, this is free advertisements for you. Your sponsors are welcome to come to KUSI. KUSI is behind it 100%. And, you know, Paul Rudy does such a great job with that prep pigskin preview. Well, I want to be just as big as he is, but with racing. You know, I mean,
think he had such a great time being in one of the cars that one time.
I know, he's still talking about it. And that's the other thing we're going to work on next year. You know, get a really strong, you know, team together. If I have to physically go out and help Trisha do it and get with the stations, and I think that would be a blast. 8, 10, 39, Fox, CW6, and KUSI all run, you know, each station run their own little celebrity race, and then at the end,
and
the winners.
The best of all of them.
Yeah. You know, and we'll raise.
Paul Rudy's still walking around that trophy. I'm sure he probably has it on a chain around his neck, so everyone can see it all the time.
It's on his desk at KUSI, and if you touch it, and it's right next to all of his other pigskin preview trophies. So I was really impressed that he did that, and he's, you know, but we did this at Cajon Speedway, and we ended up getting full time drivers out of Channel 8 and KFMB. You know, Chris Boyer. I mean, you can't. You know, Chris Boyer will drive anything that's got a steering wheel and then some. So,
yeah. You
know, it's, I think that's, and this is a good year, you know, to build on from the last year. But I think if I can give them, you know, something simple, the first Sunday of the month, the last Sunday of the month, I don't want to confuse it with the second or the third because that just gets confusing. But, and, you know, let them know ahead of time, hey, it's coming up. What do you got? What do you got? And then, you know, of course, you know they're going to tag you to probably help out, but it doesn't make any difference. I think once the drivers realize that there is this opportunity, because there's not another race town that I'm aware of that a local TV station with the viewership that we have, and I'm not bragging on me, I'm bragging on KUSI, would offer a local racer to give back to his sponsors and his team. I don't know.
Yeah, usually they're looking for their own promotional dollar thing.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. If they could charge you, you know, I mean, there's most stations, if you want to get on TV, you know, you know, you're going to pay through the nose for it. And KUSI doesn't work that way. You know, KUSI loves animals and kids. So I fall in one of those two categories.
We're all about the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Some days I'm an animal, some days I'm a kid.
Yeah, you got it. I know, so it's going to be crazy. So you gotten ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're all getting ready. I was going to head out to desert, and then with all this threat of rain, I think we're going to stay around here a little more local. So.
Oh, yes.
I just want to real quick give some thank yous out there from everyone,
sure.
Fast Track Enterprise and Brona Speedway. You know, we had some great sponsors this year. I got to thank Express Pipe and Supply, Mark Rose. Great job. He brought in a lot of cool things, a lot of money donated. He was our fast sponsor, trophy sponsor, Victory Graphics. Sexton Fire Protection, Pacific Island Beer Company, a great place to go have a beer and enjoy some racing. Accurate Underground Grading did prep work for our track, did a phenomenal job. Coach Works, RV and Sleep Collision Repair, Jane and Transport, Swift Powder Coating, and El Cajon Ford, of course we have that, and Billet Badges of Ramona. And I saw him at SEMA. He's doing some really cool stuff. I always like push him. It's like, yeah, you know, he can make anything for your man cave RV. No, he's making high end stuff. Like he has suits coming to him. Like I'm building a special car. I want this badge on it. Really? I want it to stay. Like he did a Bel Air, but he said like he changed all the lettering, but it still looked like Bel Air, the same font and everything.
Uh-huh.
All custom billet work. He does amazing stuff. That's what's showing me. He had like a Ford Dash. Like, you know, the old plastic dashes, when you cut the whole stereo out, like you factory out.
Yeah.
And then a guy wanted to put it back in. He wanted to put a factory stereo back in or the factory look. He made the whole dash plate and it looked like the factory plastic dash, but it was all built in aluminum.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe send him my information or send me his information. Maybe we can get a little segment on KUSI.
That would be amazing. The work he does is just amazing.
Cool. Then we'll get you up. You can come down too.
Yeah.
You're such a morning.
I'm going to be part of your show. Oh, yeah. And of course, Troy Dirt. Troy Dirt works. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, there's so many people behind the track. And you guys too. Thank you so much for a great year of support for helping Brona out.
Well, we're going to knock it out of the park next year, buddy. We're going to get more people out there to where they have to start getting people to do traffic control. That's what I'm looking for. All right, man. Hey, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and have a fabulous Thanksgiving to you and your family. And thank you for everything you do for Brona Speedway, buddy. You're the best.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Dave. You guys have a good, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hey, we got a whole lot more. In fact, we've got Jim Naylor. He's going to tell us all about Turkey Night at Ventura Speedway. If you've never been to either Ventura Speedway or Turkey Night, this is the time to mark it on the calendar. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
Yesterday and days before, sun is cold and rain is hot. I know, been that way for all my
folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, located in the lovely Paris, California, right there on 18700 Lake Paris Road, right next to the fairgrounds. You can't miss it. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. The schedule's out, and there are still racing going on. Not necessarily at Paris Auto Speedway, but let me tell you, if you've never been to Turkey Night, it's right around the corner. We've got our good buddy, Jim Naylor, on the line. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, Dave?
Well, you know, getting ready for Turkey Night, and I know you are too, weather permitting. It looks like it might be a little bit of a challenge, but I got a sneaky feeling the gods will be with you on this one.
Well, I hope so, Dave. We got a lot of people. We got over 70 entries.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and Kyle Larson's already won two of the West Coast main events. He won at Placerville last night at Bakersfield. He's looking for the trophy we're actually building right now. It's a replica of Sleepy Trips number one, Gary Zerunian.
Oh, no.
Edmunds Auto Research Coilover Midget. It's going to be sitting on a stand. We've worked all year on this thing, so we're pretty excited about it. We're pretty excited to have Sleepy Trip and Gary Zerunian as our grand marshals this year. Both of them were wonderful racers off the West Coast, and so much, you know, sleepy over 100 wins just with USAC alone.
Oh, yeah.
So amazing. So we're pretty excited about all that. The entries are phenomenal. You know, we're going to try to race Wednesday with the practice and the sprint cars, and, of course, Thursday with the 98-lap 79th running of the Turkey Night Grand Prix for USAC Midget. So it's all going to happen sometime this week. We're going to do it.
Yeah, and, you know, folks, if you think that, you know, it's not a big deal, go look at Kyle Larson's picture on Facebook winning the other race he had. I mean, he looks like it's his first race. I mean, this kid loves West Coast racing, and I know he absolutely loves Ventura. Tell the folks a little bit about Ventura that maybe have not been there.
Well, it's at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. The racetrack is probably 300 yards from the Pacific Ocean. So if you had a good driver in your hands, you could tee one up, you could put her in the surf. it's that close. The river mouth is right there. So we have definitely different weather patterns than they do in the rest of the city. So you could have rain at Ventura Raceway, not in the rest of the city, and
sure,
vice versa.
Right.
It's a 1/5 mile clay oval track. Kyle Larson won the first Turkey Night that we had this decade. He won 3 years ago, and then Christopher Bell won the next two. Christopher Bell said he's not showing up, but Kyle Larson's looking for another one of those trophies. But we have some great racers. You got Zepp Weiss. You have the brand new champion, you know, national champion, Tyler Courtney. You have Rico Abreu. You have the West Coast champion, you know. We have everybody here. Robert Dalby's West Coast champion. We have everybody you can imagine is going to be there. It's going to be an amazing event. So a lot of people could win. It could be a tough night on anybody. You got to get through them first, you know, to get to the main event.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
going to start about 26 cars. The folks at ARP have given up $8,000 for the sprints and $5,000 for the sprints and $8,000 for the midgets. And it's a blind draw, and you can win up to $2,000. If you make the main event, you're going to put your little hand in a hat and pull out an envelope, and whatever's in that envelope you get to keep before even starting the main event.
So
somebody who hasn't won or gonna win, you know, end up finishing 20th could win a $2,000 or $100 or $500 or whatever. It's going to make it a lot more exciting, and the folks at ARP have been wonderful to us. They've helped us at every Turkey Night Grand Prix this year. You know, they make the finest fasteners in the world.
Mm-hmm. They surely do. They really do. So, yeah, so this is going to be just amazing. And tickets are still available?
Tickets are available. You can go to our website and check it out. And you go to Eventbrite and buy your tickets right there and get some good reserve seats. It's going to be tremendous. I mean, the autograph session is going to be tremendous. I mean, you're going to have some of the best in the world that race midgets right there. You know, we got all the way from New Zealand, Michael Pickens, who almost won last night at Bakersfield, finished second with Rico Abreu in third. So, there's going to be racing like you've never seen. Just wow. to make the show is going to be outrageous.
Wow, and you're absolutely right. And there's going to be some local boys up there doing their very best to walk away with that custom-made trophy as well. So, you know, don't feel like these are just all out-of-towners coming in to scoop up all the money. There's local guys that have just as much of an opportunity as the big guys.
Well, there's a lot of people that have raced a lot more at Ventura Raceway than obviously some of the national guys, but somebody like Kyle Larson, who is just so gifted.
Isn't he, though?
Christopher Bell's the same way. They're just so gifted in a midget and a sprint car. And, you know, they race stock cars, and then they jump into a sprint car and a midget and win races, just one-offs, and then go back to driving stock cars. So it's absolutely amazing.
Well, and if you look at the history of NASCAR, you know, everything from driving a 40 Ford coupe on the dirt, out running the, you know, the law, and you're hauling a little bit of shine. It seems to me like anybody that starts off in dirt seems to excel more so than the guys that have never started on dirt. Is that a good assessment?
I would think the same way. I mean, there's a lot of people that'll tell you, no, you know, good asphalt experience is great. But I always believe on dirt track racing, because dirt track racing, you get sideways, you get loose, things
yeah,
happen.
Right.
And you see people like Jeff Gordon did well. Jimmy Johnson started racing off-road cars. Rick sure. Mears, off-road cars. And, of course, if you go back to the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, most of the people there started
yeah.
racing. They raced on dirt. That's how they ended up.
Yeah. And but, don't forget, you know, Tony Stewart. Don't forget Tony Stewart. I mean, there's a prime example of being able to come from dirt to asphalt, back to dirt, back to asphalt.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy and absolutely a great businessman also.
Oh, yeah. And he's helped the sport, you know, by taking over, you know, Eldora.
And
keeping Eldora alive and getting the NASCAR Gander trucks to come there and have fun. No, it's – and I think you're going to have to – you're closer to it than I am, but it seems to me like dirt racing, especially in California, is really on a rise. I think it's really taking off.
Well, let's hope so, because, you know, we've had some tough years, and the economy hasn't been great for us, but let's hope it does, because we could sure stand to keep dirt track racing around for a little while longer.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, I just had a young kid on TV this morning, and he was the Barona Dwarf Masters champion, and he's only raced like 3 years, and I brought his whole family down and put him on TV, and he's going to call in after you, and kind of give us a recap of his season and what he's going to do next season. And you know, we made a big point of telling families out there that, you know, stick and ball sports are great. There's nothing wrong with them at all. But get your kid in a race car, boy. I tell you, put him in a race car, his grades will go up, his room will stay clean, you'll learn to work on a car, you'll learn teamwork, you'll learn to deal with, you know, losing a race and none of this snowflake stuff that we don't want our kids to feel like, oh, if you lose something, it's going to be worse for you. No, you need to feel the pain of losing and know why you lost. You just need to be a gentleman or a lady once you do that to deal with the consequences. And I think that's one of the best things about motorsports. It's just that the public is not aware of it until they either get into it or a family member or a close friend does it. And they'll see the difference on the children as they grow up with a race car in their family.
Well, you know, they talk about gender equality. We've been running male and females together forever.
Oh,
we don't have
forever.
A special class.
Nope.
And, you know, there's great females. There's great females that win championships on the West Coast.
Sure.
That do a wonderful job, you know. And I think it's going to be even better. But they start here. They don't. There's no difference. Yeah. You know, we have fathers and sons racing, grandpas and grandsons racing, grandma. I mean, if you want to race, you can race.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's going to tell you long. Yeah, and you don't even have to get a physical. I mean, as long as you can go out on the track and show that you know what you're doing and you can, you know, and you can go out there and have the time of your life. I think what's that one gentleman that races at Paris? He's like in his 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, there we've had some guy in his 70s win a main event in the senior division in sprint cars, and you just go crazy. And Wally Pankratz is 74 years old, and he won the championship at our racetrack in the senior division.
Isn't that great? Yeah, see, I'd never run against him. That guy's just too good. I think he gets better as he gets older. That's the thing.
About 14, 15 years ago, he retired, so I made a special poster for him, and we did all this stuff, and he's never quit.
He just wanted the poster. See, that's one way.
I think that was it.
He just
wanted the damn poster.
I'm going to have to work on that if I ever want to get a poster myself. I'm getting ready to hang up my microphone. I can't do That's a good one. I like that. Hey, one of these days, I got to get Scott to get Pankratz. I'd like to get him on. It'd be fun.
Oh, he's a talker. He'd love to come on. Trust me, he's great, and he has a million stories. Remember, he's been around for a long, long time.
For a long time. So, Wednesday racing, what's the hours?
Oh, we're going to start racing at 5:30, but you probably should get there early.
Yeah.
If we miss out on Wednesday, we might start at noon because we're having to get a lot of racing done. So, we're going to be running, trust me. All you have to do is we'll have it on the website or call us at 648 race. That's 805-648 race, and somebody will answer the phone and tell you what's going on.
Exactly. So now you guys, since it is going to be turkey night, are you going to have turkey at the track?
Well, yeah, we had planned that. We kind of got to keep an eye on the weather because we don't want to bake a lot of turkey. But we used to have turkey dinners there all the time.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great time. And like I said, you guys are die hard, so I know if anybody can get this race on. And I think you brought up a good point, and that is Ventura is not like all the other areas around there because it's so close to the ocean. The chances of you getting, you know, a mountain rainstorm is pretty slim.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true, Dave.
So I want you to get up Wednesday morning and get on your roof and start blowing, okay? And I don't want you to stop till Friday. How's that?
That sounds good.
Hey, wait, we can get Scott Delosio for that. He's a big win. He should be able to knock that storm out.
Yeah, I'm the announcer at my racetrack, except for this race. I hire Scott to do it because I have so many other things to do. Oh. He is such a great announcer.
Isn't he, though?
One great human being.
He really is. He is the best. And I keep telling him he's the world best, and he keeps arguing with me. But I'm telling you, if I've been to enough racetracks and heard enough announcers, I can't say anything about you because I haven't heard you yet, but I got a feeling you'd be pretty good too because you're passionate about the sport, and I think that's the key.
Well, let me tell you, he is a very brilliant man, too. Yep. He knows more about all sports.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a memory that you can't believe. So, it's the best. Scott Delosio, the best.
The best. All right, buddy. Hey, I'm going to let you go. Give that website out one more time.
Oh, VenturaRaceway.com. Just check us out.
All right. Go, folks. Take a turkey leg up and have some fun. Hey, man, it's always great talking to you. Look forward to talking to you down the road, too. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a future star on our hands. You never know. Jaden might make it to the big time. I got a sneaky feeling. With a family like his, it's not going to be that difficult. Stay tuned. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net for all your automotive needs. You name it, they can do it. To your everyday driver, to your diesel truck, to your dune buggy, to your race car. Certified Car Clinic can make your vehicle safe, dependable, and very fast if needed. Also, they do the hose specialties. If you want to put braided lines under the hood of your vehicle, they have the ability to do so. They can make you any line you need. You can pick out the colors. Yes, they do come in colors. HoseSpecialties.com, HoseSpecialties.com. All right, right now we got our good buddy on the line, Jaden Medina. He is the Dwarf Car Masters Champion of 2019. He was on KUSI this morning with his lovely family. How you doing, Jaden?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not doing too bad. So, one of the things we didn't really get a chance to talk about on KUSI this morning, and that's the sponsorship that you have to help get you to the track and the ability for people to help you out if you, you know, if they want to get on your car, because you do go to a lot of different tracks. So,
yes.
Out of all the sponsors, who's number one on your list?
Number one, Mom and Dad started all Budget Grading, Little Heathens Inc.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, your mom and dad are just really, and your sister. I mean, like anything, it's a true family sport. And it was cute. I asked your sister if she was raced, and she goes, no, that's not her bag. She's a trophy girl. That's what she is. So if somebody was wanting to help you out and get you some more sponsorship, how would be the best way to get a hold of you?
If anybody wanted to sponsor us, they could reach out to us on Facebook at Jaden Medina, Little Heathens Inc.
Okay. All right. And like I said, you know, and if they have a business and then you're more than welcome, you'll take the race car down there on a weekend if necessary. Yeah. Now that's what a sponsorship's all about, and them helping you and you helping them. So now, are you going to run in the same division next year?
Next year, I'll be doing one more year in my mini and double duty with the junior sprint.
Okay. And then after that, what's the game plan?
Probably move up to a pony stock.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you already got one eyeballed or no? Your dad does.
We're looking at one from someone who used to race at the track.
See, how did I know that? Your dad never said a word, but I just have a sneaky feeling, you know, your family doesn't do anything halfway. I mean, you guys plan, you know, make a plan and work the plan. And I think that's what makes you guys successful. And I didn't realize that the track, that your practice track that your dad and you built in your backyard, is not just for you, but it's for anybody in your division that wants to come out there and practice and get some seat time.
Yeah, no, it's for people who are, like, not sure if they want to put the money into it. They could come try out the car, see if they like it.
I'm coming. I don't care if I buy a race car or not, but that was, it looks like that would be fun. Because I understand you got a couple of shifter carts now?
Yes, we have two of them.
Have you been in it yet? Have been one yet?
No, but my sister's boyfriend and my dad tried them out.
Oh, and they worked?
Mm-hmm.
Who won, your dad or your sister's boyfriend?
My dad.
Well, of course he did. That's, boy, that kid's racing through you if there ever was anybody, I tell you. But that's what you need. You know, that's the cool thing about it. I personally am not a shifter cart kind of a guy. I like an enduro cart to where I can spend, kind of like driving the dwarf. You know, you don't want to shift the dwarf, right? You just want to manhandle it, throw it into the turns, and do your thing.
Exactly.
I know. So you're going to go see Ford versus Ferrari?
I'll probably watch it here pretty soon.
All right. Well, you need to go to the movies where it's so loud it'll blow you back in three rows. It's that good of a movie. And your whole family would love it. You know, if you just had family night tonight and just jump in the car, run down a Parkway Plaza. And I just found out I'm going again Monday or next Friday. That'll be four times.
Four times.
I know. So what school do you go to?
I go to Olive Pierce Middle School, Ramona.
All right. Yeah, we talked about the kids coming out of Ramona. There's something in the water because you guys all come out and are amazing. I don't know what it is, whether it's auto shop classes, you know, doing competition. The Ramona kids always take everything hands down. You know, racing, same thing. So must be something in the water. I don't know what it is. So, and I think you mentioned, you know, and this is important. I know it's not something that you necessarily want to talk about because, you know, you do it because it needs to be done. But you're carrying a 3.8 grade point average, plus a racing career, plus, you know, working around the house, because I got a sneaky feeling you don't have somebody to do chores for you.
Yes.
You're looking for that guy, but so far you haven't found him, right?
Nope.
No, not yet. I know. And I think not only that, your dad's actually got you working on the race car as well, correct?
Yep. As a matter of fact, yesterday we spent a couple hours getting them ready for today.
Right. How'd the Mother Goose Parade work out?
Pretty good. It was longer than I expected.
I know. But you left the cars on the truck, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I did that parade 1 year. I sat on a 2x4 for what, 3 hours? Man, that was the last time I did that. Man, I couldn't walk for like a week. But it's a great parade. And was there a lot of attendance this year?
Yes, both sides of the curbs were packed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. And everybody was hooting and hollering and yelling and everything. And is your arm wore out from waving?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's going to be a good time had by all. So, I noticed your cars were white and green. Was there any particular reason that color scheme was picked?
Yes, my dad wanted to promote the budget grading colors in my racing. So.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. And boy, I tell you, you guys really keep your cars in tip-top shape. I know they're all dirty and muddy after a race, but you guys, well, it's just like your dad's truck. You know, for somebody that works with dirt and does grading, you know, the truck you guys rolled up this morning looked like, you know, like it was fairly new. I mean, there was no mud caked on it and all filthy. So that says a lot about a team that, you know, puts cleanliness almost first, because once you put cleanliness first, the rest of it's easy.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally agree. So what were some of your high points from last year? If you were to pick out, say, one evening that you raced where everything just clicked.
Well, my first race, and it was pretty cool. Most of all, it was just about the family.
Yeah. Just the fact that you had them all there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, by the way, have you found yourself a sandwich shop or somebody to sponsor your car? Wouldn't that be cool if you could get a food sponsor?
Right. That would be cool. We haven't, though.
You need to go down to Antonelli's and talk. You need to do it personally. You need to walk into Antonelli's and said, hey, Dave Stahl on Racer Radio recommended I come down here and talk to you about sponsorship. Because they were huge at Cajon Speedway. And have you ever had any of their sandwiches?
I haven't.
You will be in heaven when you go down there. They make unbelievable sandwiches. It's family owned and operated. Hey, you know, take a run down here and check it out. I think it's right there on Magnolia and Bradley, just a little bit south of that. It's on your left or right hand side. You can't miss it. You need to go in there and first have a sandwich and then say, hey, how about sponsoring my car? And they'll say, what do you need? Food. And then you can stop there on the way to the track, and you guys will be set for the evening. Your mom doesn't have to cook, and your dad doesn't. You can concentrate on the car.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I'll keep bugging you until you do, because I'm telling you, they're just a great supporter of local racers. Even though you're in Ramona, you know, that's not going to hold them back. I mean, because they're big on sponsorships altogether. So I don't think I ever asked you, what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
And how old are you?
13.
Yeah, wow. Still young. That's excellent. Yeah, well, so you're in seventh grade right now. Okay, yeah. I don't pay attention to school anymore because I don't have to go. So you've got a ways to go before summer vacation, but that's okay. It's fun working on the car. Now, do you practice every weekend?
Well, we haven't practiced in a while, but yeah, at my track, we would practice quite a bit before each race.
Yeah. Oh, so you just kind of do it prior to the race. That way you just get yourself tuned up and then you communicate with your dad as to what the car is doing. Cause he's the one that actually works on the car, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. So yeah, you gotta go see the movie. I'm telling you, cause it'll give you some insight that a lot of people don't have. I was talking to Chris Nunes, who is 17, and he's got championships in autocross, karting, and Lucas Off-Road in the buggy division, and he's gotten championships. And he said he learned so much by watching that movie that, you know, that's why I kind of highly recommend you and the family take a run over there and check it out, not just because it's a racing movie, but because – you know, it's got some really good information that I'm sure you would love. So, all right, buddy. Hey, you guys should have got your video. I sent that to your mom this morning. You should get that off KUSI. I'll send you this radio show tomorrow, and have a great evening.
Okay, thank you for having us.
Hey, thanks again for having us over there this morning. It was super awesome.
Hey,
loved it.
Who's that guy back in there hollering in the back? Oh, I know who that guy is. He's the man. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you guys down the road. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Gun Sports Radio coming up next, right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.